Welcome to ETH, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Here at End Time Headlines, our mission is to inform our listeners of the times and seasons in which we are in. In Luke 21:28, we are told, when you begin to see all these things come to pass, lift up your heads, your redemption is drawing near. And now, founder and pastor of End Time Headlines, Ricky Scapero.
As you guys are hopping on here again, as always, let me know where you guys are joining us from, your region, your location. And if you're new to the broadcast, please let me know below under the comment section of Facebook Live or via by YouTube. Always appreciate you guys letting us aware that you are new to the broadcast, and we welcome you, and we hope you enjoy our segments. So let's get started on this thing. As you can see, the headline is going to draw a lot of people in out of curiosity. It says, don't let these folks in your house. Don't let these folks in your house. What kind of folks are we talking about? If you have a Bible, you can follow along with me, or you can just listen today. Second John chapter 9, and we're going to go into 9 and 11, from 9 to 11 of 2 John. One of the questions I've been asked, and I've been asked this many times over the years that I've been in ministry, is what do you do if another religion or another faith comes knocking on your door? Howbeit, and again, you could just throw this out there. It could be Jehovah's Witnesses. It could be Mormons. It could be Hinduism. It could be Confucius. It could be, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And many people say, and I've seen threads on this. I've seen blogs on this. I've heard talking points on this. I've been in discussion with people in Sunday school classes on this. And you'll hear many individuals say, well, when they come knocking at my door, I just let them in and I talk to them about Christ. And we've got some now this sounds great. It sounds like, oh, I'm just going to witness to these people. This is going to be a good witnessing opportunity. I'm going to sow some seed into them. You know, yeah, it sounds real good. But the problem lies in most of the individuals that are bold enough to come knocking at your door are so indoctrinated by their false gospel or their doctrine that they really don't care about what you have to say. They've come with an agenda. They've come with a purpose, and that's to disperse their literature, and that's to teach what they're going to teach to you. So what does the Bible say? Regardless of my opinion on what we should do, what does the Word of God say about these individuals? Do we let them in? Do we have a cup of coffee with them? Hey, grab some donuts. Let's sit down and talk about this. Or let's just see what the Word of God says. So in 2 John, listen to what it says. Whoever, and really it doesn't even do any, let's go up to, and I said 9, let's go up to verse 7, because we want to put all this in context. For many deceivers have gone out into the world. Somebody say deceivers. Gone out to the world who do not confess that Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. In other words, they don't believe that he was the Messiah. They don't believe he was the Son of God. They don't believe that he took upon himself, come on, flesh, and he redeemed us at the cross. They don't believe that. There's many religions out there that teach and believe that Jesus Christ was not the Messiah. He was not the Son of God, but he was mere a prophet. He was a good man. He was a good teacher, but he was not the Son of God. I'll let you do your homework. And you can do your own research and you can decide and you can see and discern what and who those religions are that teach that. But John says that these are deceivers. They've gone into the world and they confess that Christ is coming, that he has not come in the flesh. And they are again a deceiver. And he goes on and says they are an antichrist. Or in other words, they operate from an antichrist spirit. Now again, who is Antichrist? John tells you the definition of this when you go over to the book of 1 John. We did a whole segment on this. He says, he that denies that Jesus is the Son of God, he denies the relationship between the Son and the Father, and he that denies that he was the Messiah. This is Antichrist. All right. Now he says, look to yourselves that we do not lose those things that we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. Let me say that again. Look to yourselves that we, that's us, do not lose those things which we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. Now, what's he talking about? Those things that we worked for. Again, one of the laws of interpretation of scriptures, you keep things in context. You got to go to the previous scriptures before, and you go to the scriptures after that. In the context of this, he's talking about doctrine. He's talking about holding to doctrine. He's holding to what you've been taught, holding to sound doctrine. He says, do not lose those things which you've both learned, you've been taught, and that you've held to. Okay, this is what he's talking about. The doctrine of, over and over again, you'll read in the epistles of the apostles. The apostle Paul talks about this. Peter talks about this. John talks about this. I believe Jude talks about this. They talk about how important it is that we hold fast to the traditions in which we've been taught and from straying from the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and what the apostles have taught us. Listen what the apostle John says here. In doing so, we may have a full reward. So I'm going to put a little note here, a little asterisk. Excuse me, guys. Sorry. I'm going to put a little star right here so that I will remind myself to go back to this, because I want to talk about why that's important. Now listen what he says in verse 9. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Jesus Christ does not have God. Now, you got preachers that get up behind the pulpit and they will tell you that doctrine is not important, that doctrine is irrelevant, that they, I call them free spiriters. They get up and they say, just open your spirit to whatever may come. We can't put a cap on God. We can't put a God in a box. Now, that sounds real good. And I've even said that, but I never have I said that in the context of throwing doctrine to the side. Doctrine is extremely important. Because you can hoop and you can holler and you can shout and you can run and you can jump and you can get real excited about a lot of things and about in things and manifestations. But if it's not centered in the word and centered in the gospel, friends, those emotions will be flighty. They'll come, they'll go, the new will wear off. Come on, the newest, the greatest, and the hippest, whatever in the church body. Come on. You see this all the time. What's the new church fad? What's the new thing that's being preached in the church today? What's the new culture doing in the church today? And all the church jumps on board to that new thing. And they jump onto the latest trend and the latest, the thing that's going on in the body of Christ. And most of the people that run and jump and leap into that are not doctrinally sound. They don't even search the scriptures to see if the very thing that's being taught, preached, and manifested in the body of Christ is even found in relevance to the doctrine that the apostles taught in the early church. Okay, but watch this. He says, if they don't abide in this doctrine, listen what he says. They neither have God or the Father, he says, or the Son. They're not even abiding in that. Now, if you go and listen to, I believe it was my last message I preached, I talked about the importance of abiding in Christ, abiding in the Father. Now, listen what he says. Now, here we go. Then we get to the point of why everybody wanted to come into this broadcast because of my title here. Don't let these folks in your house. Now, listen to verse 10 of 1st or 2nd John. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, the doctrine of the apostles, what they taught, what they preached, what they exhorted the apostles with, what they taught in the church of Ephesus, the church of Corinth, the church in Rome, the churches in Asia, if they do not come bringing this word, if what they come, listen to what he says, if anyone comes to you and he does not bring this doctrine, here's what he says. Do not receive him into your house and don't greet him. Well, that sounds kind of rude, Brother Ricky. Really, it is. But you know what? I would rather be rude to somebody and offend somebody than take the chance. Now clean out your ears. I want to talk to all the, if you're new in the Lord, you're a new convert, you're an infant in Christ, you've not been serving the Lord for any length of time. I know we got a lot of mature believers in here, and we got a lot of Christians in here that may have been serving the Lord for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. This is really, most of you guys already know this, but for more of the new converts, the babes in Christ, this is really important for them to hear this, and here's why. Because I see it over and over again. You invite someone to church. You invite them to a conference. You invite them to a revival meeting. You invite them. Right now in Cleveland, Tennessee, a lot of my friends and a lot of pastors and a lot of minister friends that I know of, they're all taking their youth groups and they're all going down to Cleveland, Tennessee this weekend for Warrior Fest down there with Perry Stone and with all them, which is great. It's awesome. I wished I was going down there myself with my two boys. I have nothing against that conference, but watch this. Again, a lot of these, what happens is you invite them to a conference, you invite them to a revival meeting, you invite them to church, they get touched by God, they encounter the presence of the Lord, they get transformed in His presence, but then they go back to familiarity, they go back to where they came from, they go back to their church, they go back to their setting, their household, whatever the case may be. And if they are not, come on, if they don't remain abiding in Christ, rooted in His word, grounded in His teaching, grounded in the Spirit of God, grounded in a home church. Come on, all these factors. If these factors are not at play, what happens is they don't know the word, they don't know truth, and then somebody else comes along. Somebody else comes along and they bring another doctrine, another teaching that is not based on this word. And they, come on, these individuals being babes in Christ, not knowing any better, they come knocking at the door. Hello, I'm so-and-so from fill in the blank. I'm with the church of fill in the blank. And, oh, well, hey, these are some other brothers and sisters. So you open the door, you let them in. You let them in your house. You set them in your living room. They sit on the couch. You get a cup of coffee. Now, because you're not rooted and grounded in the Word of God, the Word says you'll be blown by every wind of doctrine. Okay? So they begin to give you information. They begin to give you pamphlets. They begin to give you brochures that are information that's extra biblical accounts, extra biblical literature. And they will almost always tell you, oh, when you hold up the Bible, oh, yeah, we believe that. Yes, we believe the Bible and we teach the Bible and we have a Bible in our hand. In fact, many of them will come to your door and they'll say, hey, do you have a few moments? I'd like to minister to you or talk to you just for a moment out of the book of Ezekiel or out of a text of scripture. Most of the time it'll be taken out of context and they'll warp it and contort it to be to conform to the extra biblical literature that they have on their hand. So again, you can wave your Bible to them and they'll tell them, oh yes, we believe in that. We teach that and we have a Bible with us. But we'd also like you to receive some extra information. Here's some extra literature. Here's some extra brochures. Here's an extra pamphlet. We would love for you to come visit. And then when you be, and a lot of people, instead of doing their homework and taking the literature in which they've been given and lining it up with this, instead, they will uphold the literature, uphold the extra biblical brochures above the Word of God, and they'll begin to believe, watch this, they'll begin to believe a lie, and they'll begin to believe false doctrine above what is written in this Word. And this is where the danger lies in. This is why, again, I put this asterisk up here in verse 8. Let me go back to this. Look to yourselves that we do not lose those things which we work for. How tragic and devastating would it be that you have toiled, you have prayed, you have fasted, you've been in intercession, you've gathered the saints, you've gathered the old timers, you've had all these people coming together with you and coming into agreement so that you could pray for your daughter, pray for your son, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your neighbor, pray for your coworker, and they eventually say yes and they come to church, you get them born again, they get saved, but because they're not rooted and grounded in the word, quickly somebody comes along and brings another doctrine, another false doctrine, and all that you worked for suddenly becomes lost, because then you find out they're going down to this church down the street that don't even teach biblical sound doctrine. Now they have embraced a lie. They've embraced falsehood. They've embraced untruths. I remember a very, very prominent talk show host. He has his own network talk show, and I'm not going to mention names here. I'm not going to name drop, but he has his own net. He created a very intelligent individual. In fact, I like listening to, he's got a very good talking points. He's got a lot of talking points. Came out as a very strong conservative years ago. Had a very strong, I listened to him all the way back when he had a radio program, and then CNN Headline News picked him up, and then Fox News picked him up for a while, and then he got dropped from those networks, and then he went out and created his own network, and he's still doing his own network, and he's got a radio show program and all this. He's got a lot of viewers and subscribers. But it's interesting, when this individual shared his own testimony, he talked about how that they were searching for truth. Him and his wife and his family were searching for truth. They were looking for the truth of the gospel, and they went to one church. They didn't feel welcome there. They went to another church. They didn't feel welcome there. There was no love. There was no expression of welcome there. There was just no one, just seemed to, everyone just seemed to give them the cold shoulder. And this is a whole other message in itself. But eventually, they ended up embracing a false doctrine. It's a false religion. It's a cult. They began to embrace this, and it was all because they, watch this, they felt loved, they felt embraced, and they felt welcomed. And because of that, because they couldn't find that in all the other Pentecostal, Charismatic, Baptist, Protestant, Presbyterian, I don't know how many churches they went to, but they could not find these attributes operating in there. Now, don't get me started on, I could go to First Peter again and get it back into my message that I did last time I came on here and talked about there's seven qualities or seven attributes that the Apostle Peter warns us that we as believers should be exhibiting. And if we're not exhibiting these seven attributes or these seven qualities or these seven fruits, which is brotherly love, which is love for others, which is virtue, which is faith, which is all these things, long suffering. He said, if you're not producing these, you're short-sighted and you're blind. You, in other words, you may profess you're a Christian, you may profess you're a believer, but you're short-sighted and you're walking in blindness because you can't even love people. Come on, I'm not talking about loving the us four no more, the little clique that you got in your church and your cell group and your home group and your online group. I'm talking about, what about the individual that just walks in off the street? What about the homeless guy? What about the prostitute? What about the drug addict? What about the teenager that's cutting themselves? What about the individual that their marriage is in shambles and they just lost everything and they're looking for love, true agape love? But isn't it sad that you hear these stories all the time of individuals that are searching for Christ and they can't find him in the church? They can't find him in his people. Not all, because there's good people out there. There's good churches out there. So I'm not painting with a wide brush here, but I'm saying you hear this over and over again. But watch what I'm saying. Let me go back to what we're talking about here. Friends, The Apostle Paul warned about shipwrecking the faith. He names two individuals in one of his writings. He names them by name, and he says, they have shipwrecked the faith. Now, how do they shipwreck the faith? They love this present world. They begin to, come on, they become cold, they become callous, they become bitter, they become resentful against other churches and other people in the church because of situations, or because of the very thing we're talking about here, because a lot of these individuals, because they don't have a solid root system in their walk with God, they will embrace any new wind of doctrine that comes along. Well, brother, it sounded good. It looks good. It makes me feel good. These people love me. These people embrace me. These people welcome me. These people go out to eat with me. These people cherish me. They celebrate me. Come on. These people are as close as anybody I can. Do you know most individuals that get involved in street gangs, a lot of them is because, listen to their testimony. A lot of these young men and women that get involved in street gangs, they will tell you the reason why they stayed in gangs, even though it was violent, even though there was uncertainty, even though there was bloodshed, even though there was armed robberies and invasions, and there was threats from this and threats from that. They stayed in their gangs because they felt more love from the inside circles of their gangs and welcomed and embraced than they did in their own families that they were shunned from. Come on, are you listening to me today? I'm trying to tell you, friends, we can't, just because it tickles our ears, just because it sounds good, just because it feels good, just because it looks good, don't mean it's good for you. So the danger lies in, why did John say, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him? Listen what he says in verse 11. For in doing so, listen what he says. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Now that wasn't my words. That was the Apostle John. He says, if you let this guy come in your home and you let him sit on your couch or sit at your foyer or your doorway or the hallway or your living room or your back door, or your kitchen, whatever, you let him come in and your house is your most intimate abiding place, guys. Listen, you think I let just anybody come in my house? No. We got people in our neighborhood that comes to our door all the time. It's called soliciting. They're not supposed to be coming to our door all the time, but they ignore the warnings and they do it anyway. They come knocking at the door and they're always trying to sell you something you don't want. So what do? Do I let them in? Do I greet them most of the time? No. I say, stay there. I'll come out there. I shut the door behind me. And then I spend the next 15 minutes trying to persuade them why I don't want their product, why I don't want their service, why I don't need it. And please stop coming here. You've already been here 3 times this week. Come on, somebody. All right. Here's what I want to tell you. I believe it's in 1st or 2nd Corinthians, the Apostle Paul warns us about partaking of God's table and Satan. He said, you can't partake of the cup of the Lord and the cup of Satan. You can't drink from both cups. This is what he's talking about. And then John says that when you allow them to come into your home, you are partaking of their evil deeds. And you say, well, hold on here, brother. I'm not partaking of their evil deeds. I'm sowing a seed. Yeah, you may be sowing a seed, but you're also receiving a seed. Let me say that again. You may be sowing seed, but they're sowing seed in your home too. Somebody in your home, it may not be you, it may be your wife, it may be your children, it may be somebody that's present, but when they get in there and they open up their pamphlets and their brochures and their false doctrine and they begin to sow that seed, come on, I'm speaking spiritually here. A sower went out and he sowed some seed. The seed is the word of God. That seed is going forth. It's one thing for it to go forth out there in the street out there on the sidewalk, out there in the front yard. But when you let them in your home and you allow them to open their mouth and open their books and open their literature and begin to sow the seed, come on, it's taking root and it's taking heart, and you're partaking of that evil, of their evil deeds. This is why the Apostle John said, don't let them in your home. Come on. Somebody's got to get this today. Say this. Don't let them in my home. That's so when somebody asks you, what do you do with Jehovah Witnesses? What do you do with Mormons? What do you do with those who bring another gospel? My goodness, guys. Even the Bible warns us, and even Paul said in the book of Galatians, and I believe it's in 2 Corinthians, he says, if anyone comes to you and he preaches another gospel, brings another Jesus, or he has another spirit, don't embrace it, don't tolerate it, don't partake of it, don't greet it, don't welcome it. He says, lest you be accursed. And then he, over in the book of Galatians, to the church of Galatia, he says, even if an angel from heaven appears to you and preaches any other, come on somebody, doctrine, any other gospel than what we have preached, count him accursed. And just two of these religions that I just named, do you realize how they, how their religions were originated? One of these individuals claimed that he had an encounter with an angel called Moroni. An angel. He claims that an angel spoke to him and gave him all these extra biblical revelations. Hello, wake up. Come on, somebody. So this is why, again, this is very serious today. So I wanted to do this message today because, again, we get emails all the time. We get messages from people. How do we handle this situation? What are we supposed to do? Should we allow them to come in our home? Because they always want to come in the house. Come on. They always want to come in and sit down and talk to you. Have a little talk with Jesus. Well, you need to ask them, what Jesus are you talking about? Are you talking about my Jesus? The Jesus in this Word of God, the Jesus that Paul preached, the Jesus that John preached, the Jesus that Peter preached, the Jesus that the apostles preached? Are you talking about the Jesus that your founder claims is the inspiration that he got from a quote-unquote angel that appeared to him? That's what you need to ask them. So this is why it's important not to partake of this. So I hope this makes sense to you guys. I hope this was a very edifying message to you. Maybe somebody learned something today. Tag some people. Share this with. If you know anybody that needs to hear this, just go ahead and share it with them. Again, you can find all this at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, right there under Facebook. Live under the link, there's our main website. You can subscribe to us. There's push notifications. You guys on YouTube, there as well, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's our main website. Push notifications. You can subscribe to our newsletter. All that stuff is there. Our digest, it comes every single day so that you can catch every news and headline from a prophetic perspective, as well as these messages as well. Again, remnantrevival.org. That's a branch of our ministry. It's also our backup account that we keep all these messages like this. We keep all that archived on there. So if you're not following that yet and subscribe to that, please go do that. If you'd like to support this message and support this ministry, if this message has been a blessing to you, this ministry is a blessing to you on a weekly basis. We come on here every week, guys. We either bring information or revelation or both throughout the week. And if this ministry is a continual source of blessing to you and you'd like to partner with us, again, all of our messages are free. We don't charge you subscription fees, CDs, DVDs, books, materials, none of that. It's all free to you and your family. And all we ask is that you ask the Lord what you would do. If it blesses you and you say, you know what, I'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, I'd like to partner with this ministry. You can be a monthly partner and support us with a amount that the Lord puts on your heart as a monthly pledge or a monthly commitment to support this ministry, to help us keep doing and operating, doing what we're doing again, because there is fees to what we do. There's subscription fees, there's hosting fees, there's security fees that we have to pay for our website to keep it from being hacked, which it did years ago. There's mailing fees for P.O. box fees. There's we minister out of town. We minister different locations sometimes when we preach. We monthly gatherings that we do. All this comes into consideration. So again, thank you for your support, your prayers, and your many generous words and thoughts towards our ministry. We appreciate you so much, guys. And we thank you for taking the time out today on this Friday, whether live or by the rebroadcast of this, to take the time to get on here and listen to this message. So we are going to sign off on this week, closing out this week. If something else takes place regarding disasters-wise, because there's a lot of things going on, guys. I'm very aware of going on. We had an earthquake that struck in Seattle, Washington. Many of you guys felt that. We've got some very interesting things and very tragic things that are unfolding there in the Gulf Coast with this tropical storm via aka hurricane that's forming down there in the Gulf Coast. So we're keeping an eye on that. The West Coast is still not out of alert yet. It's still under the gun, so we need to be paying attention to that. So if anything happens, guys, we will break in and give you breaking news and give you a report as it comes through. So that's why we always say subscribe to our website and subscribe to the push notifications on End Time Headlines. And here on Facebook, subscribe to our notifications so that you can get those breaking alerts when they come in through. So we love you guys. God bless you. Have a good weekend. And unless anything happens, we will be back on here on Monday. God bless. We'll see you.